In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During Advent this year, our sermon series is Words and Sayings of the Season, explaining the biblical background and meaning of words and sayings that we commonly hear this time of year. This morning, we consider the most familiar and widely used saying of the season, Merry Christmas. The first half of the word Christmas really tells us what and who this season is all about. As today's gospel reading says, the people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. Christ was really not Jesus' last name, as we would tend to assume. Last names are actually a fairly recent invention, and they simply didn't have last names in Bible times. Instead, people were often identified by where they came from or their father's name. That's why in the Gospels, Jesus is called both Jesus of Nazareth, after his hometown, and Son of Joseph, after his adoptive father. Children often think that pastor must be my first name. And they're sometimes surprised to learn that I do have a first name, Kevin. Rather than being his last name, Christ is likewise a title given to Jesus, signifying the office that he held. Christ is the Greek form of the Hebrew word Messiah, the title of the long-awaited promised Savior. That's why, just as I am called Pastor Votes, Jesus was called Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, because he is the long-awaited promised Savior. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John the Baptist was such a powerful prophet that the people thought the ancient promises of the coming Christ might have been fulfilled in him. But the other Gospels report John the Baptist answered them, "I am not the Christ, but after me will come who is more powerful than I." And Paul says in the book of Acts, as John was finishing his work, he said, "Who do you think I am? No, I am not he, but he is coming after me." John the Baptist himself was not the promised Christ, but instead he was the forerunner of the Messiah, announcing the good news of the Savior's imminent coming into the world. As Isaiah prophesies in today's Old Testament reading, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord." The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. That's the meaning of the first half of the word Christmas. Christ, the title of Jesus, designating him the Messiah, the long-awaited promised Savior of the world. Christmas would be better pronounced Christ Mass, because the second half of the word Christmas is the traditional term for a Christian worship service, still used by Lutherans in many parts of the world. A Mass of Christian worship, shortened by one letter in the word Christmas. So Christ Mass literally means a Mass or worship service celebrating Christ, in particular celebrating the birth of Christ. All around the world, there are many different ways and different languages to greet people at Christmas. In German, it's Fröhliche Weihnachten, which literally means Happy Holy Night. In Norwegian, it's Gode Jul, which means Good Yule. In Spanish, it's Feliz Navidad, which means Happy Nativity. In French, it's Joyeux Noël, which means Joyous Noël. You may have heard a recording of Bing Crosby singing Merry Christmas, transliterated into Hawaiian as Mele Kaliki Maka. Because of the worldwide influence of our American media, the most common Christmas greeting around the world today has become our own familiar Merry Christmas. The phrase originated in England during the Middle Ages, and the first written example of Merry Christmas is from the 1500s. To us, the word merry means jovial or jolly, like the American Santa Claus. It is true we are jovial and jolly at Christmas time, but originally Merry Christmas had a much deeper meaning. Because in Old English, the word merry means peaceful. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Wishing people a peaceful Christmas? Really, this old greeting is an echo of the announcement the angels made to the shepherds on the first Christmas Eve. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. So when you wish someone a Merry Christmas, really it's a shorthand way of saying to them, God's peace be with you because of Christ's birth. And that's what the message of Christmas is really all about. In Ephesians, Paul describes our sin as the dividing wall of hostility, an impassable spiritual barrier separating you from God and eternal life in heaven, and damning you to eternal torment in the fires of hell. As John the Baptist sternly warns in today's gospel reading, the axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. That's why the world needed a Messiah to save us from our sins. Paul continues in Ephesians with the good news. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away. When you wish someone a Merry Christmas, really it's a shorthand way of saying, God's peace be with you because of Christ's birth. The Old English carol puts it very beautifully. God rest you merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy. People often wonder about the substitution of Xmas for Christmas. Actually, that is another old bit of Christian shorthand. You may have never noticed on the front of our altar the traditional Christian symbol Chi Rho, or perhaps you wondered what it means. This morning I'm wearing cufflinks with a monogram of my name, KDV. In the same way, Chi Rho is a monogram composed of the first two letters of Jesus' title in Greek, Christus, Christ. What looks like an English P in this monogram is really a Greek Rho, and what looks like an English X is really a Greek Chi. Because of the difficulty and expense of writing everything out by hand, in ancient times it was common to use such abbreviations. So the X in Xmas really isn't an English X at all, but the Greek letter Chi. And Xmas is actually an ancient Christian abbreviation for Christmas. Some people these days might use Xmas instead of Christmas because they think it avoids referring to Christ. But the irony is, whether they realize it or not, Xmas still is Christmas. You may have seen bumper stickers that say something like, "Keep Christ in Christmas." It is frustrating that seems to be a strange discrimination against this major Christian holiday. It's especially frustrating because no other religion or their holidays seem to be treated that way. However, I once met a man who was all fired up about this discrimination against Christmas, and rightly so. But as our conversation progressed, it turned out he really didn't keep Christmas himself, because he wasn't a member of a Christian church, and he wasn't interested in my invitation to visit our church and celebrate the real reason for the season. As Christian citizens, we should lobby for our faith and our holidays to be treated fairly and with proper respect. But the best way to keep Christ in Christmas is for Christians like you to do exactly what you're doing today. O come, all ye faithful. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.